Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving from Turning Point, read from our Turning Point study booklet, also authored by me. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, day 5 in month 5, 2025. Wow, 555, three fives. 5 is God's number for grace, God's goodness, and favor. So get set for triple layers of grace, goodness, and favor this day and this week. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. May your life and destiny enjoy God's unusual grace and favor. Open your hand before you. Each of your hand has 5 fingers. On your feet also, 5 toes. I prophesy, everything you do with this hand shall enjoy maximum success. And everywhere you step with your feet, you will operate in dominion. With 5 loaves of bread, Jesus fed 5,000 men. A miracle that demonstrated divine provision, compassion, and excess, and then leftovers. Throughout the remaining days of your life, you shall enjoy adequate provision. You shall enjoy God's compassion and kindness. You shall live in overflow and excess. Never will you suffer lack and scarcity anymore. Say amen, I receive it. This new week, you shall encounter extraordinary support, assistance, and supply. I see the word congratulations written and pasted on you in the spiritual. Can we do this? If you can read and write, take a sheet of paper and write boldly, I shall be congratulated soon. Write it 5 times in descending or ascending order and sign below it 5 times. Wrap it in one of the mantles. You shall have more than one mantle. Place it near your bed or where you can see it every morning. Hold or touch the mantle and declare, I shall be congratulated soon. Do so throughout this week, and let's see what will follow. As God lives and His Spirit is alive, you shall receive a major breakthrough, major blessing, and increase that will make you joyful. This month of May shall be highly fruitful for you. Now, look for a currency note of any denomination around you there in your country. Hold it up. Let me use it as a point of contact for financial provision prophetic prayers. Hold it up. Money is coming for you. Heavy money. Money in good figures. High sales. Good patronage from likely and unlikely quarters. From known and unknown persons. Money shall come for you. You shall have more than you need. Your investment will grow. All on target job. You shall meet more than your target this month. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. May 5 celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark May 5 yearly in super abundance, good health, and spiritual power in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, for the next 3 weeks, it shall be teachings through questions and answers. So send your questions or describe your situations for which you desire counsel, answers, direction, and prayers. Resend the ones you sent before that time did not allow us to treat. Our question and testimony line remain the same. +234 809 789 4000. Send yours there. But before we get to that, listen to this very important announcement and please comply, act on it very urgently. Due to WhatsApp new policy, your line manager's number may soon be restricted from sending bulk messages, and therefore, Turning Point may not reach you anymore. I say God forbid. Therefore, to stay connected and continue receiving Turning Point messages and updates, please do this urgently if you have not already done so. 1. Join our Telegram channel by searching for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel, or type in small letters together on Telegram and tapping join. That is it. Telegram is not contemplating restriction or blockage, unlike WhatsApp. Also, visit our website, www.tpgf.org for daily updates, teachings, and more. For further inquiries and help in joining our Telegram channel, kindly reach out to our media director on +234 803-232-2276. Stay connected to Turning Point. Don't wait. Do it now. I have asked our line managers to also send the same to all their contacts. Don't let WhatsApp new policy cut you off from Turning Point. I will do this for a few days more until we all migrate to Telegram. We don't want to lose anyone on Turning Point. You shall enjoy God's power and compassion. First issue today, sir, I am a lecturer. My husband insisted that I submit my salary to him. We are grandparents. I take over 80% of financial responsibilities, even the wedding of our children. He was just there physically present. I can't submit to him in that respect. It's over a year now that he stopped eating my food, keeping malice, no conjugal. He said I should pack out because he's not interested in the marriage again, since the children are all married out and away from the home. Elders and renowned men of God have intervened, but he said no one can settle it because it is all over. What should I do, sir? Wow, a grandfather saying this? I can't believe it. This is strange. In a normal situation, it is when children are grown up now on their own that aging couples get more closely related to each other, taking good care of one another after years of laboring to bring up the children. I don't agree that you hand over your salaries to him. What happened to him? Has he lost all his means and sources of income? Why must he demand your entire salary? Was that how you have lived over the years? Three counsel I will give you quickly. Number one is spiritual. Engage a spiritual warfare strategy for God to remove whatever came on him for this strange demand and behavior. Two, discuss with your children, since they are now grown up, about this challenge with their father. Three, if he goes on abusive or goes violent, physical or emotional, I suggest temporary separation for a while. Maybe that will let him have a rethink. In whatever decision you want to make, please carry your children along. Listeners with different counsel and opinion, please send it so that we can give it to our sister. Morning, Daddy. My name is, no, we don't mention people's name on air. Always write anonymously. We are not asking for anybody's name or identity on this platform for counsel. I really want to serve God, preaching the gospel, but social phobia has been restricting me. Even when I want to force myself to speak in public, I will be having shortness of breath. My voice will go down on its own, and I will be sweating, forgetting all I intend to say. Daddy, what can I do? Because I have been praying over it. I do avoid social gathering because of this. Wow. What you are suffering from is called glossophobia. There are quite a number of remedies that psychologists will give you or suggest. And since you are linking this to ministry and preaching the gospel, I will counsel that you take it up spiritually, in addition to whatever counsel psychologists may give you. I perceive it has a spiritual dimension to it. Then you sounded as if you are in isolation. Aren't you in a church? Join a good church and also enroll in a Bible college training, maybe for a short time. This challenge will likely be sorted out under a good Bible college teacher, applying both spiritual and psychological dimension and approach. You will soon overcome it. It will be solved. Next, good morning, sir, my blessed daddy. Can you explain further your advice that our offering should be equal to our tithe? I thought offering was what you felt in your heart to give God. Two, what type of oil should we use for our anointing oil? Vegetable or olive oil? More anointing, sir. Wow, as for the anointing oil, olive oil is best. Pure virgin olive oil. Because sometimes one may feel like taking a shot of the oil. If the oil is fake or contaminated, it will lead to health problems. Always use pure original olive oil. For offering, you got it right. I always say, tithe is what we owe God. Offering is the love we show God. So, if your earning capacity can give God, for instance, 20,000 naira tithe per month, which means you are earning 200,000 naira altogether, and you now give God 2,000 naira weekly, when you go to church on Sunday, 4 Sundays in a month, you will have given God 8,000 naira as offering in a month. Then where is your love for God? God's blessing really is on the offering and the other seed we sow outside of tithe. What I'm driving at is, if God is blessing you, up your offering to him. Blessing is on the offering. Tithe is the debt we owe God. Offering is the quality of your love for God. Don't be stingy in giving God offering. That's why many people miss it. And they complain. We give and give and give, and we don't see the increase they promise. God's blessing is on the offering, which is what you give cheerfully. Tithe is an obligation to God. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Send or resend your questions and your situation. There will be live broadcast tonight, Monday's edition, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigerian time. Don't miss it. Join us online. Please don't forget to join the Telegram channel as explained. Don't wait for WhatsApp to cut you off or to stop our bulk messages from getting to you. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. You just listen to our teaching on tithing and offering now. I leave this with you as we close. Psalm 20, verses 1 to 3. Please read Psalm 20, verses 1 to 3 on your own. Verse 3 says, may God remember your offering and accept your sacrifice. I say amen. I bless everyone today. Greater grace will work on you. God's power will back you up. This is the month your life and your destiny has been waiting for. Hey, congratulations in advance for great doors, local and global, we open for you. You will have fresh testimonies to give by the time this week and this month is over. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.